From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Chloe here, September 7th. Health and longevity in 10. Let's begin with what changed my mind this week. Let's get into it. First, from David Leibovitz Newsletter. September 2020, 6th Newsletter. It's no secret that summer vacation is sacred in France. When I moved here, I found it curious that everyone went away en masse at the same time. Bakeries, restaurants, eyeglass stores, market vendors, and almost every other business take time off for Les Congés Annuels, their yearly break. But 25 years later, I get it. At the beginning of August, things start to slow down, and while I like the relative quiet of Paris during that month, I want to head to the beach and drink rosé and jump in some waves, rather than stay in sticky, hot Paris. Next. Second, from Dan Harris. The Science of Building the Life You Want, Arthur Brooks. Hey, so I was just reading about this book Arthur Brooks put out, the one with Oprah. It's called Build the Life You Want, and it's all about the science behind happiness. He's got this really interesting background, starting as a musician, then going into policy, and now he's a professor at Harvard. He's been thinking about happiness for a while, even wrote a book about it before. Basically, he tackles some common myths about what makes us happy. He talks about these three macronutrients of happiness, which sounds a bit like nutrition, but for your well-being. He also warns against just chasing pleasure, which I thought was a good point. The book also gets into how to be ambitious in a healthy way, and how to figure out if your life actually has meaning. It sounds like it covers practical stuff like managing your emotions and even understanding the difference between good and bad envy. It seems like a pretty grounded approach, not all that fluffy wellness stuff. Up next, third from Endpoints Pharma. Claret says its latest fund will have larger focus on European life sciences. Claret Capital Partners has successfully raised 575 million euros for its latest investment fund, known as Fund Roman IV. A significant portion of this fund is aimed at supporting local biotech companies and manufacturers across Europe. This shift reflects a growing focus on the life sciences sector, which has seen increased demand and innovation in recent years. With about one-third of the fund dedicated to these investments, Claret is positioning itself to capitalize on emerging opportunities in the biotech landscape. This move could help bolster the European life sciences ecosystem, especially as many companies seek funding to advance their research and development efforts. Overall, this funding round signals confidence in the potential of European biotech and highlights the importance of local support in fostering innovation and growth in the industry. And then, fourth from Peter at TMD, blood pressure. How to measure, manage, and treat high blood pressure MA-48 rebroadcast. In this episode, Peter dives into the important topic of blood pressure, highlighting its role as a key contributor to atherosclerosis, alongside high ApoB levels and smoking. He explains that high blood pressure is surprisingly common and often goes undetected, which can lead to serious health issues down the line. Peter breaks down how to accurately measure blood pressure, emphasizing the importance of proper technique and timing. He also discusses various management strategies, including lifestyle changes and medication options, to help keep blood pressure in check. Throughout the conversation, he stresses the significance of regular monitoring and working closely with healthcare providers to tailor treatment plans. The episode is a valuable resource for anyone looking to understand blood pressure better and take proactive steps in managing their health. Next, fifth from Lindsay Max, Complexity Edge. Is it relationship OCD, or do I actually not love them? The article dives into the emotional turmoil some people face in relationships, particularly those who might struggle with what's called relationship OCD. It paints a vivid picture of lying awake at night, questioning feelings of love and attraction, and the anxiety that comes from constantly needing reassurance about one's emotions. For many, these doubts can become a persistent background noise, making it hard to discern genuine feelings from learned expectations. The author emphasizes that the core question is about understanding one's own emotions, especially when societal norms shape what we think we should feel. It suggests that while there are various threads to explore, like relationship OCD, each person's experience is unique. The key takeaway is to identify which explanations resonate with you and to let go of the ones that don't. This approach can help clarify your feelings and reduce the internal conflict that often accompanies these doubts. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.